We are here at the 2019 NWCUA.
Yes.
I'm thinking of the NCAA basketball tournament. No.
Not March.
We are not yet. No, we're here at the Northwest Creighton Association's MAX conference or convention here in lovely Spokane, Washington. And in the studio lounge with me is Mr. Victor Corro from Cupera Consulting. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Or rather, I said, ¿cómo está usted?
Muy bien, señor.
Ah, gracias.
Aquí estamos.
All right, let's get back to English, because that's all I know in Spanish.
Está bien. No hay problema.
No problema, señor. So how's the conference going for you?
It's going well. Actually, yeah? I just got done with my session, and it was on segmentation of the Hispanic market.
So yeah, very important. Muy importante.
Importante.
Indeed, sir, indeed. And speaking of serving your segment, well, how did it go? Let's talk about that. Give us a quick overview on what you discussed.
It went well, and, you know, what we were mainly discussing was the rise of the multicultural consumer here in the United States. The population is changing very rapidly demographically, and every generation that comes is more diverse than the previous one. So the message basically is that the Koreans need to be ready for this reality, because people with diverse backgrounds will demand different customer journey, and the products and services that will be relevant to them, you know, will be very different. So by being aware of, you know, who is around the branches, who is accessing their digital channels, it's important,
right?
And segmentation and analytics play a big role.
Oh, no doubt.
In making sure that Koreans know that.
So how do they get educated in this area besides going out to those communities and going, hey, what do you guys want from us, type of thing?
Well, usually it starts from the observation, just basically how diverse the population looks in many pockets of the country. But, you know, doing in-depth study in analytics, you know, analyzing your, in a credit union, their member data, it's important to just to slice it and dice it and really see who they are serving, who they're not serving,
right,
and how to be more inclusive.
Yeah, yeah. I should probably rephrase that. It's like, how can we serve you instead of what you want from us? That sounds kind of callous, but it's like, how can we better serve you based on your cultural values, your traditions, and all that type of stuff? So, yeah.
And it's usually very important that Koreans actually come from the standpoint of adapting to the population around them rather than the market adapting to the Korean.
Right, right.
So that, you know, shows more empathy and shows that, you know, they're really concerned about the well-being, the financial health of their constituents.
Well, and this is happening right now. You know,
this isn't happening
20 years from now. This is happening right now.
Right now.
So Koreans really need to, I don't want to say get on the ball with this type of stuff, but be very well aware of it and start taking, I guess, steps in that direction to really meet the needs of these folks.
Yeah, so you only also need to take a look at the statistics that CUNA puts together, you know, and define, you know, the structure of power within the Korean system, you know, what it looks like. Is it representative from the communities around you, yes or no? And based upon that, you know, be intentional in bringing more diversity and different opinions to the boardroom and then also to the C-suite. So you're relevant to, again, the community around your zip codes and your field of membership.
Yeah, I can't tell you. The message of inclusion and diversity has just exploded in the last 2 or 3 years. I haven't heard more about that than especially this year. But I mean, but you know, last few years, it's really really kind of percolated to the top, which is well deserved. So
yeah, and there's a, you know, I should be remiss if I don't mention, you know, the leadership of the IO League when they started Cupera almost 15 years ago. You know, at that point, they were talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and you know, they saw, you know, where the population in the country was going and where, you know, that the Koreans really had an opportunity for growth. And so, you know, that's been our bread and butter since then.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. All right, let's move on to something very large.
Yes.
International Credit Union Day. It's International Credit Union Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy birthday or happy International Credit Union Day.
Happy ICU Day. I worked for that for so many years.
Yeah.
With the World Council, you know, I was there for 20 years.
Yeah.
And also, you know, with CUNA, and I remember how all of those things were put together, you know, with if we started the theme for the year, would that translate well into Spanish or French? Because it's, you know, it's a global holiday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was really interesting. So I'm very glad that we're celebrating that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Are you guys celebrating at Cupera? And besides serving credit unions and helping credit unions better serve the Hispanic market, or?
Basically, what you know, what we are talking about is all this messaging of diversity, equity, and inclusion, mm-hmm. and you know that's one way to celebrate the difference that yeah. credit unions could make.
Yeah.
And obviously, today is a special day for that, and yeah, why not?
We're exactly. celebrating. Yeah. And this is a global.
It is a global, yeah.
I don't want to say issue or trend. It's just it's a global thing that's going on, you know?
Yep.
So it's not just a U.S. thing. So, mm-hmm. hey, I want to say something a little personal here.
Yep.
Your first year anniversary being CEO of Coopera. Congratulations, sir.
Hard to believe that
I know. Time flies.
Yeah, time flies, I think. And then you interviewed me last year exactly the time that I was going to take the board. So, yeah, it's like, wow, happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy everything today. So
it's a big day for you.
It's a big day.
And credit unions.
It's been, reflecting on the year, it's been a really good year.
Mm-hmm.
We have added a number of partners to Coopera. And then, there's a lot of momentum going on for what we do. And
for you.
And it's important. And, you know, I'm more than happy to work in what
mm-hmm.
I'm doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, credit unions, we've talked about it time and time again. The Hispanic market is, talk about exploding, it's yeah. booming, you know, and it's a nationwide,
right.
It's nationwide, and credit unions, again, need to be aware of it if they're not already,
right.
and going after that those communities. So it's
yeah.
going to be pretty valuable to them.
Interesting thing is when I go and, you know, this is one of the data points that I highlight. The United States is right now the second largest Spanish-speaking country in the world.
Really?
That's yeah. hard to believe.
Wow.
People don't understand, you know, it's like, what, really?
Really?
Like, yeah. So the United States has about, you know, 60 million Hispanics, and, you know, many of them are bilingual, so
mm-hmm.
they speak both languages. Just compare that to Canada. Canada has 37 million in total, so
mm-hmm.
you know, large countries,
yeah.
but again, that gives you a little bit of perspective. And you know, by some estimates, by 2050, the U.S. could be the number one Spanish-speaking country in the
wow.
world. So,
oh my gosh,
I think it behooves the credit unions to
yeah.
to understand you know, this community and integrate it into our services.
Yeah, I just went to a conference in Canada, in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
where French
yeah.
and English are spoken, and it's kind of a natural,
it's a natural
thing for those
thing, yeah.
folks. Like, oh, you speak French? Okay, I'll speak French. Oh, you speak English? I'll
right.
speak English. So, and that's kind of way, that seems
yep.
the kind of way we're kind of migrating toward with Hispanic,
right.
you know? So, because I know in Southern California,
yeah, you can
it's Spanish and English wherever,
yeah.
I mean, so that comes natural to everybody. So I could kind of relate in that respect. So, but you're saying by 2050, the United
yeah.
States could be the largest Spanish-speaking
yeah.
country in the world. My
so
gosh.
Right now it's only Mexico, and then Mexico, and then the U.S., and then I think third might be between Colombia or Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to believe.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And then in Brazil, they speak Portuguese, right?
They speak Portuguese, a completely
yeah.
different language. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I've heard stories
so they could
about
be
Portuguese.
Latino, but they cannot be Hispanic in Brazil. So, you know, this kind of gets interesting.
Yeah.
And complicated.
But hey, you know what? We're all one big happy family. No
right.
matter what language we're speaking. So, very cool stuff. Anything else going on at Coopera that we need to know about? Anything else going on for credit unions from an international sense that we need to know about that you're...
Well, just we're having
share.
A lot of conversations with, you know, the larger credit union family, you know, with CUNA, CUNA Mutual, Inclusive, and Policy Works. And, you know, Filene, we've done a number of things together with all of these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's really great to work in collaboration. Again, you know, the principle of cooperation among cooperatives.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we live and breathe that every day.
Right on, right
yeah.
on. Well, Victor, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and congratulations on your 1 year anniversary
you.
Being CEO at Coopera. Well deserved, and look forward to continue bigger and better things from you guys over there. And yeah, just enjoy having you on the show all the time. So
yeah.
it's really cool stuff. Oh, and if you're on Instagram, follow this guy. Because this guy has some amazing photos on Instagram. This guy is a photographer extraordinaire. So follow Victor Cuoro on Instagram. So good stuff.
That's how I relax, my friend.
All right, good for you, man. All right, Victor
Take care.
Cuoro, thank you so much. Victor
yes.
Cuoro from Coopera Consulting. Go check him out.
Thank you.
Good job, sir. Well done.